بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today, بإذنه تعالى, this is going to be our session number 37, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And in today's session, inshallah, we're going to continue with and complete, بإذنه تعالى, lesson 31, which will leave us with only three lessons remaining before completing this level 4 course. So we still have 32, which will start next week, 33 and 34. Today, inshallah, we're going to complete, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, lesson 31, dealing with al-hal. So from the homework assignments, yani what we should have done for homework is a quick review of the English key dealing with al-hal, especially on page 134 to 137. And then read and translate exercise number 2, which is the Arabic explanation of al-hal and so on. And then after that, the remaining exercises, yani exercises 3 through 13, yani inshallah we're going to try to complete today. Okay, so what we're going to start with is just a very quick review of the English key on hal, because we're going to be reading that explanation in Arabic today from exercise number 2. And then we'll go on with the remaining exercises. Okay, so the first thing we want to say, and this is a quick review of the English key, right? And primarily we're concerned about yani that which is related to al-hal. So on page 134, it says, in this lesson we learn the following: al-hal. It is a noun used to express or describe the state of the sahib al-hal while an act is taking place. The state or condition of the sahib hal while an action is taking place. Three things: the condition or state, that's hal, and then there's the sahib hal, whose condition or state we're describing, and then there is yani this description of the sahib hal is while some action is taking place, and that action is usually clear from the sentence. Sometimes it's not that clear. Okay, so the first thing we want to note is that there are three important parts we want to look for here. We want to look for the action, we want to look for the one who, yani who's the condition we are describing during that action, and we want to look at the description of it, of his condition or his state. The example he gave us is, Ya Bilalun Raqib, Raqiban, Bilal came riding. Here Bilal is Sahib Hal, he's the one whose condition we are talking about. Raqiban is the Hal, yani the condition that he's being described with, and Ja'a is the act. Okay, I'm not going to go through the whole explanation of this, but that's the main thing, the definition of hal. And the second thing that we want to look at on top of page 35 is the hal is mansub. Hal is from the mansubat, the things that are mansub. The second point that we want to look at and relate it to sahib hal is that it can be any one of the following. It can be a fa'il, can be a na'ib fa'il, can be a maf'ulun bi, can be a mubtada or a khabar. The one whose condition we are describing during that action that takes place, the one whose condition we are describing, can be the fa'il of the sentence, can be the na'ib fa'il, can be a maf'ulun bi, can be a mubtada, khabar, and other things. Okay, so the sahib hal is not always the fa'il. It could be fa'il, could be maf'ulun bi, could be na'ib fa'il, and so on. The third thing that we want to make note of is the sahib hal is mostly definite. Mostly definite, as in the examples that were given already. However, there are situations in which it can be definite. We're going to discuss that in detail from the Arabic. From amongst those conditions is that it's qualified by an adjective, or it is connected in the idafa to an indefinite mudaf ilayh. Also from amongst those things that allow it to be indefinite, the sahib hal being indefinite, is that the hal is precedes the indefinite sahib hal, or that the hal is a nominal sentence that's connected to the main sentence with waw al-hal. And all of these examples are given. And there's one more matter that's not mentioned here in the English that we're going to see in the Arabic, and that is if the indefinite sahib hal is preceded by a nafi, a negation, a nahi, a prohibition, or istifham, a question. This is not mentioned in the English. We're going to see it in the Arabic explanation. Yani when what are the situations in which the sahib hal, even though it's mostly definite, can be indefinite. The next point, the fourth point that we want to say about hal is the kinds of hal. The hal can either be a word, not a sentence, al-hal al-mufrad, or it can be a sentence, al-hal al-jumla. So two types of hal, the hal that's a sentence, and the hal that's not a sentence. It's a mufrad. Doesn't mean that it's a singular word. It could be dual or plural, but it's not a sentence. That's what's intended by mufrad here, that it's not a jumla. As far as the hal al-mufrad, we already saw examples of that. As far as the hal al-jumla, so it can either be a nominal sentence or it can be a verbal sentence. The hal that's a jumla can be a nominal sentence or it can be a verbal sentence. And we're going to look at that in detail in the Arabic explanation. They gave us some examples of it that we may have reviewed for homework. And the fifth point is the hal al-jumla should contain a word. The hal, if it's a hal al-jumla, it should contain a word, a rabit, connecting it to the main sentence, connecting it to the sahib hal. It should be a word that connects it to the sahib hal. This word could be a pronoun that goes back to the sahib hal, or it could be a wow that connects the hal jumla to the main sentence, or it could be both of them. A pronoun that goes back to the sahib hal, and as well, the wow al-hal that connects the the jumla, the hal al-jumla connects it to the main sentence. And they gave us an example of each of them, where the connecting word, the rabit, is just a pronoun, or where it's just wow al-hal, or where it can be the wow al-hal and a pronoun. And we're going to look at examples of all of that in the Arabic text, exercise number 2. The final point, fifth or sixth point, that's mentioned in the English key is not mentioned in the Arabic text, in the explanation of hal, and that is the agreement of the hal with the sahib al-hal. This is very important because this is not mentioned in the Arabic explanation. The agreement of the hal with the sahib hal. The hal agrees with the sahib hal in number and gender. Yani the agreement is in two of the things that are not agrees with the man'ut in, number and gender. It does not agree with it in the other two things, that is being definite or indefinite, yani tankir wa ta'rif. And it doesn't agree with it in i'rab. So the not and the man'ut agree in four things, number, gender, definiteness, and i'rab. But here we're saying the hal agrees with the sahib hal only in two of those things, in number, yani being singular, dual, or plural, and in gender, being masculine or feminine. The hal should agree with the sahib hal. If it is singular, it should be singular, dual, plural, masculine, feminine. It does not agree with it, being definite or indefinite, or in its i'rab. And then they gave us examples. Ja'a talib, dahikan. You see, dahikan is masculine singular. Ja'a talibani, dahikaini. We see that the hal dahikaini is masculine dual, like the sahib hal at talibani. Ja'a tulab, here the sahib hal is plural, so dahikina is plural. Then they gave us the feminine, singular, dual, and plural. Ja'at al-talibatu, feminine, singular. Dahikatan, hal being feminine, singular. Ja'at al-talibatani, dahikataini, yani the sahib hal, talibatani is feminine, dual, so the hal is feminine, dual. And finally, ja'at al-talibat, the sahib hal being feminine, plural. Dahikatin, yani the hal being feminine, plural. Okay, so this is the end of what we wanted to say in terms of the brief look at the English key. And the reason why it's a brief look at it is because we're going to cover it in the second exercise, the Arabic explanation of all of that, except the final point, the agreement between hal and sahib hal in number and in gender. That's not mentioned in the Arabic explanation, which is exercise number 2. But we're going to go over this in detail today in the Arabic explanation. Okay, second thing is, we already completed the reading of the Arabic text and its discussion and explanation, and also the comprehension exercise number 1. So we're going to start with Arabic, exercise number 2, the Arabic explanation of Al-Hal, right? So the Arabic explanation of Al-Hal begins on page 256, exercise number 2. And by the way, before we do that, I just want to mention the hadith that's reported by Bukhari. It was in the Arabic text last week. This is a tremendous, magnificent hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ أَوْ سَافَرَ كُتِبَ لَهُ مِثْلُ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُ مُقِيمًا صَحِيحًا. And this is an example of how, but more importantly, it's an example of a tremendous principle showing the magnitude of the generosity and kindness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his ibad. He said, إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ, if a worshipper of Allah became sick, أَوْ سَافَرَ, or he traveled, and due to his sickness or travel, he wasn't able to do all that he used to do when he was healthy and when he was resident. So if he became sick and he traveled, and he wasn't able to do all that he used to do, كُتِبَ لَهُ, it will be recorded for him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كُتِبَ لَهُ مِثْلُ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُ, the like of what he used to do, مُقِيمًا, when his condition was he was resident, صَحِيحًا, when his condition, his how was, he was healthy. Allah will continue to record for him the actions that he used to do when he was healthy and when he was resident. And this is a tremendous mercy from Allah. Please reflect upon this. And it is an example of Allah's kindness and generosity, and it is also an encouragement for us when we are resident and when we are healthy to do as much as we can, so that when we are not able to do it anymore because of sickness or other than that, inshallah, Allah will continue to record it for us out of his generosity, kindness, mercy. Now, exercise number 2, page 256, جئتُ مُسْرِعًا, yani the sentence, I came hurrying, rushing, مُسْرِعًا, speeding. هُنَا مُسْرِعًا is حَال. In this sentence, مُسْرِعًا is a حَال, الْحَال المُفْرَد. Yani it's not a sentence. It's a حَال that's in a single word, not a sentence. Okay, the first thing that we're going to start with, first point is here, the definition of حَال. Second point is going to be related to the sahib hal. Alright. Okay, third point is the original rule is the sahib hal is ma'rifa, but there are cases in which it can be indefinite. The fourth matter is hal al-jumla, explaining the hal al-jumla and its different types. And then the fifth point is the connector, the rabit that connects the jumla, al-hal al-jumla, that connects it back to the sahib hal or to the original, the main sentence. Okay? So these are the points that we're going to be covering on page 256. 257. 258, 256, 257, 258. Now, alright, so let's do it. Exercise number 2, page 256, second point. وَصَاحِبُ الْحَالِ إِمَّا فَاعِلْ وَإِمَّا نَائِبْ فَاعِلْ وَإِمَّا مَفْعُولٌ بِهِ وَإِمَّا خَبَرْ وَإِمَّا مُبْتَدَى. So, the صاحب حال has many possibilities. It might be the فاعل, نحو. For example, خرج الطلاب من قاعة الامتحان مسرورين. The students, that's the صاحب حال, in this case it's the فاعل of the verb خرج. It's the فاعل مرفوع with ضمة. So here is an example of what? The صاحب حال being a فاعل. خرج الطلاب من قاعة الامتحان, from the examination hall, مسرورين. Very, very happy. Masrurin is the hal. Masrurin is the hal. So here we see that the sahib hal, the example of the sahib hal being a fa'il. The next, and also we want to note that, yani, because it's not going to come in this Arabic explanation, that the hal is in agreement with the sahib hal in its number. Here, at-tulab is plural, so masrurin is plural. And in its gender, tulab is masculine, masrurin is masculine. Second possibility of sahib hal, it could be wa imma naib fa'il. It can be also be the naib fa'il, yani in a sentence where the verb is mabniun lil majhul. For example, yu'kalu al-lahmu matbukhan. Yani meat, al-lahm, is eaten, cooked. Yani it's eating in a condition after it has been cooked. So here, the sahib hal is al-lahmu. It's not the fa'il, it's the naib fa'il. And the hal is matbukhan, yani in a cooked condition. We had the example previously, yusma'u al-adhanu wadihan, yani the adhan here being the naib fa'il, yusma'u al-adhanu. That's the sahib hal, al-adhanu, and wadihan is the hal. Okay, after this we go to the next possibility for the sahib hal, wa'imma maf'ulun bi, yani that it can also be the maf'ulun bi. And the example, اشتريتُ الكتابَ مجلدًا مجلدًا. I purchased the book, يعني binded, يعني bound, a bound book, in the condition of being binded, not as loose papers. In this sentence, الكتاب is صاحب حال, and it is the مفعولٌ بي, and it is the مفعولٌ بي, and we see also that the حال is in agreement with كتاب and being masculine and being singular. The example that they gave us, I think in English key, is اشتريتُ الدجاجَ مذبوحةً, يعني I purchased the dajaja, the chicken, يعني after it has, in a condition where it has already been slaughtered. الدجاجَ here is the صاحب حال, and in this position, يعني it is, اشتريتُ الدجاجَ, that's the مفعولٌ بي, yeah, مفعولٌ بي, that's an example of the صاحب حال being مفعولٌ بي. The fourth possibility, وَإِمَّا خَبَرٌ, or it can be the khabar of a set of a jumla ismiya. هذا الهلال طالعًا. This is the hilal, the crescent, طالعًا, rising. This is the crescent, rising. So الهلال is the صاحب حال, and it's the khabar of the sentence. هذا is the مبتدا, الهلال is the khabar, and طالعًا is the حال. Now, the next possibility, وإما مبتدا, and the صاحب حال can also be the مبتدا. For example, دخلت على المدير وعنده مدرسنا جالسا, يعني I entered upon the principal and with him was our teacher, and what was his condition? جالسا, sitting. So here مدرسنا is the خبر مؤخر, يعني عنده is the خب, I'm sorry, مدرس is the مبتدا مؤخر, يعني the delayed مبتدا, and عنده is the خبر مقدم, is the advanced خبر. So عنده is the خبر advanced, and مدرسنا is the مبتدا delayed, and this is an example of what? Of the صاحب حال being a مبتدا. Its condition is, يعني his condition is جالسا. The third matter related to حال is أصلو الأصل في صاحب الحال أن يكون معرفة وقد يكون نكرة عند وجود مصوغ, عند وجود مصوغ وهو أحد أمور أربعة. يعني the أصل, the original rules, the صاحب حال أن يكون معرفة is definite. وقد يكون نكرة, but it's possible sometimes that it may be indefinite. In the wujudi musawwig, when there is a musawwig, yani that which allows or makes it permissible or warrants it being indefinite. وَهِيَ أَحَدُ أُمُورٍ أَرْبَعٍ, and the musawwig that allows the sahib hal to be indefinite are four matters. The first of them is mentioned in the English key, and تَتَقَدَّمَ عَلَيْهِ الْحَال, yani that the hal comes before the sahib hal. For example, جاءني سائلا طالب, يعني a student came to me asking. Here the سائلا is the حال, it came before the صاحب حال, before the طالب. So in this case, the صاحب حال can be indefinite if what? If the حال comes before it. تتقدم عليه الحال. That's a reference to the حال. The second matter is in reference to the صاحب حال. And this was mentioned as two points in the English key. Here it's brought together. أن يخصص بوصف أو إضافة, يعني if the صاحب حال is special, is specified, given specification by a وصف, يعني a صفة, it's described, يعني it has a صفة describing it, or it's connected in إضافة to an indefinite مضاف إليه. That's mentioned as two separate things. Here they're mentioned together. أن يخصص, that it is specified, specialized, singled out by either being given a sifa, a wasp describing it, or by being connected in idafa to an indefinite, any mudhaf ilayh. In both cases, And in these two situations, it's mentioned here together, the sahib hal can be indefinite. So for example, جاءني طالب موظب مستأذنا في الخروج. A student who is very consistent, يعني who is يعني consistent in his يعني studies, مواظب. He came to me مستأذنا, asking permission في الخروج, to go out. So this is a good student, and he's asking permission to go out, and we know that he's always in attendance, and he's always regular, and he does his work, therefore, and he's different than the student who's asking to leave, and he's not, yani, muwazib. So here the point is, what though, that talibun is indefinite, the sahib hal talibun is indefinite, but it is described, it has a wasf, a sifa, yani muwazibun. In that case, it's permissible for the sahib hal to be indefinite, and the second example, the second example here is related to the second part, that is, the sahib hal can be indefinite if it is connected in idafa to an indefinite mudaf ilayhi. The example is ja'ani tabibun tabibu asnanin mustaftiyan, yani a doctor, a dentist, tabibu asnanin, yani a doctor of teeth. Okay, here tabib is sahib hal, connected in idafa to an indefinite mudaf ilayhi. If it was connected to a definite mudaf ilayhi, then it would become definite. So that won't apply here. We're talking about when the sahib hal can be indefinite. Okay, so here the sahib hal, tabibun, is indefinite because it's connected to an indefinite mudaf ilayhi. But when that is the case, when the sahib hal is connected to an indefinite mudaf ilayhi, making it indefinite is permissible because of its idafa. Because of its idafa, it's permissible. جاءني طبيب أسنان مستفتياً مستفتياً, يعني asking for a fatwa, asking for a legal ruling. A dentist came to me asking for a legal ruling. Okay, so this is the second matter. يعني when the sahib hal is indefinite, it's permissible if it has a sifa describing it, as in طالب مواظب, or if it's connected in idafa to an indefinite مضاف إليه, as in طالب أسنان. The third matter, which is not mentioned in the English key, in which is permissible for the sahib hal to be indefinite, أن يسبقه نفي أو نحي أو استفهام, يعني that is preceded by a negation, or a prohibition, or a question. For example, this is a negation. ما جاء اليوم أحد متأخرا. No one came today late. Here, the sahib hal is ahadun, and it's indefinite, but it's preceded by negation. Ma ja'a al-yawma ahadun mutaakhiran. Mutaakhiran is the hal. The second one is an example of a nahyu, a prohibition. La yadkhul ahadun qa'at al-imtihani hamilan haqibatahu. No one, la yadkhul ahad, no one must enter the examination hall carrying his briefcase, carrying books, carrying notes. Here, the sahib hal is ahadun, it's indefinite, but it's permissible because it's what? Preceded by a nahi, la yadkhul. It's not permissible for anyone to enter the examination hall. Hamilan haqibatahu, hamilan is the hal. Ism fa'il, yani from the verb yahmilu, hamala yahmilu, hamilan. The third example is an example of istifham, a question. That's Hamzat al-Istifham. أَجَاءَ الْيَوْمَ أَحَدٌ مُتَأَخِّرًا. Has anyone come today late? أَحَدٌ is the sahib hal, it's indefinite, permissible because it's preceded by a question, a istifham. أَجَاءَ الْيَوْمَ أَحَدٌ مُتَأَخِّرًا is the hal. The fourth matter in which the sahib hal can be indefinite, أَن تَكُونَ الْحَال بَعَدَهُ جُمْلَةً مَقْرُونَةً بِالْوَاوِ. Yani, that the hal comes after the sahib hal. And takunu al-hal ba'dahu. The hal is coming after the sahib hal. Jumlatan makrunatan bilwaw. As in the condition of being a jumla that's accompanied by waw. Yani, the hal comes as a sentence that has attached to it waw al-hal. In that case, it's permissible. Yani, if the hal comes after the sahib hal, it's permissible for the sahib hal to be indefinite if the hal comes after it as a sentence that is accompanied by waw al-hal. And they give us this example, أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَى قَرْيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا. Yani, or like the one who passed by a city or a town, وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا, and it is in total collapse. Here, the sahib hal is qariya. Qariya is indefinite, but it's permissible because what? Because the hal, تَكُونُ وَالْحَالُ بَعَدَهُ, the hal came after it, after the sahib hal, as a jumla makruna bil waw, as a sentence that is accompanied with waw al hal. Wa hiya khaliyatun. This waw is waw al hal. And if the hal is a sentence coming after the sahib hal, accompanied by waw al hal, then it's permissible for the sahib hal to be indefinite. Naam. So these are four things that we have to keep in mind. The explanation is a little bit different than the English key, because number three here is not mentioned in the English key, and number two is mentioned as 2 points. Yani a wasf or an idafa. Okay, so the first one is if the hal precedes the sahib hal can be indefinite. The second one is if the sahib hal is described with a sifa, or if it's connected in idafa to a indefinite mudaf ilayhi. The third one is if it's preceded by a negation, a prohibition, or istifham, it's permissible for it to be indefinite. And the fourth one is if the hal is a sentence following the indefinite sahib hal, but it's accompanied, that sentence is accompanied by waw al hal. So we saw examples of all of these in the English key, except number three is not mentioned in the English key. Number two is divided into 2 points. So there's 4 points there, and there's 4 points here, except that two of the points in the English key are mentioned as point number two. And one of the points here is not mentioned in the English key at all. That's point number three. Please pay attention to that. Finally, it says, وَقَدْ تَجِيءُ الْحَالُ مِنَ النَّكِرَةِ بِلَا مُصَوِّدٍ. And it's possible that sometimes the hal may come as indefinite. يعني تجيء الحال من النكرة. We may have the mention of a hal for an indefinite sahib hal without having any of these musawwig, the things that allow the sahib hal to be indefinite. Yani those things that we mentioned, those four things that we just mentioned, or we mentioned previously in the English key, yani it's possible that none of those things are present and still the sahib hal can be indefinite. There are cases of that. It's not yani the common situation. Usually it has to be one of these four things, but there are some cases in which none of those are present and the sahib hal is still indefinite. And the example of this, kama jaa fil hadith, came in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reported by Bukhari and others. Salla Rasulullahi sallallahu alaihi wasallama qa'idan. The Messenger of Allah prayed in a condition of being qa'id. Here, the sahib hal is Rasulullah, definite. So that's normal. And qa'idan is the hal. But in the second part of the hadith, wasalla wara'ahu rijalun qiyaman. And men, yani plural, rijal, some men performed prayer behind him. وَصَلَّ وَرَاءَهُ, they prayed behind him. رِجَالٌ قِيَامًا, that's the hal. قِيَام is the hal, yani the plural of قَائِم or قَائِمَة, قِيَامًا. And here we see that رِجَال is indefinite and there's no مُصَوِّغ. There's no مُصَوِّغ that allows it, but this is an example of a case in which the sahib hal can sometimes be indefinite without any musawwig, without anything that allows it or permits it or warrants it or justifies it. Okay, I'm not exactly sure, but this hadith, the narration that I found of it in Bukhari is from Aisha radiallahu anha. She said, قالت صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيته وهو شاك فصلى جالسا. And the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, prayed in his house. And he was, yani, hurt, yani shakin, complaining about some sickness. It was either when he fell from a riding animal or when in the sickness that he died from. He was shakin, yani complaining from some kind of sickness. Fasalla, so he wasn't able to stand. Fasalla jalisan, so he sat, he prayed sitting. Yani in this narration, instead of qa'idan, it mentions jalisan. Wasalla wara'ahu qawmun qiyaman. And some people prayed behind him standing. Here again, instead of rijal, there's qawm, but it's still, most importantly, it's indefinite. And that's really the point, whether it's rijal or qawm, yani men or people. And of course, they would have been men. they prayed behind him standing. He prayed sitting, yani qa'idan or jalisan, and the group of rijal or qawm, men, people, prayed behind him standing. And again, the point is that there's no musawwiq here that allows yani for the sahib hal to be indefinite, but it's permissible that that may sometimes happen. The fifth point is al-hal al-jumla. Yani the two types of hal is jumla al-mufrad, yani that it's not a sentence, and al-hal al-jumla when it is a sentence. It says qad takunu al-hal jumlatan ismiyatan aw fi'liyatan. Yani it's possible that sometimes the hal may be, instead of yani what we saw in most of the previous examples, it's possible that the hal may be an actual sentence, whether a nominal sentence or a verbal sentence, ismiya or fi'liya. Okay, so this is explained in a little bit of detail with some examples of it being a jumla ismiya and examples of being a jumla fi'liya, either with a mudari verb or a madi verb. So the first example is fi'liya. Jalastu astami'u ila tilawati al-Qur'an al-Karimi min al-Idha'ati. I sat astami'u while I am listening ila tilawati al-Qur'an al-Karim to the recitation of the Noble Qur'an min al-Idha'a from the broadcasting station. Here, jalastu, yani tu is the sahib hal, and what we're talking about here is when the hal is a jumla, ismiya jumla fi'liya. This is a jumla fi'liya. The hal is astami'u ila tilawati al-Qur'an al-Karim min al-Idha. So astami'u is the jumla fi'liya, and the fi'l is a mudari verb. The second example on the next page, 258, is also an example of the hal being a jumla fi'liya, but this time the fi'l is a madi verb. Iltahaqtu bil jamiati wa qad takharraja akhi. Yani I was accepted to join the university, wa qad takharraja akhi, while my brother had already takharraja, he had graduated. So here the hal is qad takharraja akhi. It's a jumla fi'liya, and its fi'l is a madi, past tense verb. So these are examples of what? Of the hal being a jumla. Jumla fi'liya or jumla ismiya. If it's a jumla fi'liya, it could be a past tense verb or it could be a present tense verb. They gave us an example of each. The third example is, yani two examples of the hal being a jumla ismiya, nominal sentence. Hafidhtu al-Qur'ana wa ana saghirun. Yani the hal is ana saghirun, a jumla ismiya, right? And it has, it's connected yani by the waw al-hal. Hafidhtu al-Qur'ana wa ana saghirun. I memorized the Qur'an while I was young. This is an example of the hal being a jumla ismiya. The second example, jaa al-jarihu damuhu yatadaffaqu. The wounded person came, damuhu, while his blood was gushing forth. يتدفقوا. This is a hal, دمه يتدفق. It's a jumla ismiya, beginning with a ism, دمه. And then its khabar is a mudari verb, يتدفق. So this is another example of a hal being a jumla ismiya. And we're going to be looking at also here the jumla, the hal that's a jumla, yani has to have something in it of as a rabit. That's what we're going to talk about next. Yani, and if you look at these examples that we've given here, then you can see that the rabit is either a pronoun that goes back to the sahib hal, or waw, the waw al-hal that connects the jumla haliyah to the main sentence, or both of them. Yani the waw al-hal as well as a pronoun. And we'll see that in the final point related here. Point number five, it's not numbered. It says, تَشْتَمِلُ الْحَالِ الْجُمْلَةِ. Yani the jumla haliyah, the hal that's a jumla. تَشْتَمِهُ Okay, تَشْتَمِلُ الْحَالِ الْجُمْلَةِ عَلَى رَابِطٍ يَرْبِطُهَا بِصَاحِبِهَا. Yani that the hal, that's a jumla, is composed of a rabit. Yani it has within it a rabit, something that ties or connects it, يربطها, connects it, the جملة حالية, to صاحب الحال, بصاحبها. والرابط, and this connector, the رابط, is one of three things. إما الضمير وحدة, a pronoun alone, B, وإما الواو وحده, or the واو الحال alone, جيم, وإما الواو والضمير معا, or maybe both the واو الحال and a pronoun. So it can either be a pronoun, it can be واو الحال, or it can be both of them. And they give us an example of each. The pronoun that is a رابط, connecting the جملة, the حال الجملة, connecting it to the صاحب حال or to the main sentence. Example is جاءوا أباهم إشاء يبقون. They came to their father at night crying. جاءوا, they came, أباهم يعني is the مفعول به, إشاء is the مفعول في, the time that it took place, يبقون, and that was their حال, يبقون. Here is the example of the جملة حالية, يبقون, being connected to the صاحب حال, يعني جاءوا, these men came to their father, the brothers of Yusuf عليه السلام, they came to their father at night crying. جاءوا, يعني the واو and جاءوا is the صاحب حال, and it's connected to the جملة حالية or the حال الجملة by the واو in يبقون, the واو الجماعة, واو الجماعة. يعني this يبقون is فعل مضاري, يعني and the sign of being مضاري is ثبوت النون, and the فاعل is واو الجماعة, والجملة حالية. يعني so the واو here in this verb يبقون is the pronoun واو الجماعة that connects back to the صاحب حال. Number two, or B, وإما واو وحده, it may also be just be the واو الحال by itself, connecting it back to the main sentence. For example, وصلت إلى مكة والشمس تغرب. I arrived at Mecca while the sun was setting. So here the جملة حالية or الحال الجملة is الشمس تغرب. يعني this is a جملة اسمية. It's connected back to the main sentence by واو. وا الشمس تغرب. So this is an example of the واو الحال being the only connector. And the final example is both of these being a connector in جيم. وإما الواو واو الحال والدمير معا. And the pronoun that goes back to the صاحب حال, both of them may be used together to connect the حال الجملة back to the صاحب حال. خرجوا من ديارهم وهم ألوف. And that ayah goes on to say حذر الموت, يعني out of fear of death. يعني they went out of their homes وهم ألوف, while they were thousands, out of fear of death. And they left their homes, they abandoned their homes out of fear of death. خرجوا, يعني the صاحب حال is the واو in خرجوا, يعني واو الجماعة, the whole group of them. They went out of their homes, وهم ألوف. Their condition, يعني the حال is هم ألوف, يعني the condition that was that they were thousands. They were thousands. And yet they left their homes out of fear of death. Here we see that both the واو الحال is connecting the حال الجملة back to the original sentence, and the pronoun هم, the personal pronoun هم, is also connecting back to the صاحب حال, the واو الجماعة in the verb خرجوا. So both of these are connectors, the واو الحال and the دمير. So the رابط for the جملة حالية or the حال الجملة, the رابط can either be a pronoun that goes back to the صاحب حال, or it can be the واو الحال that connects the sentence back to the main sentence, or it could be both of them, yani the واو الحال and the pronoun. Okay, after this is the explanation of الحال, and this is the core of this lesson. What follows this are exercises. Okay, let me just go and find my Arabic text. I'm going to need that for this next exercise. Exercise number 3, page 258. Exercise number 3, page 258. Okay, it says, استخرج من الدرس ما ورد فيه من أمثلة الحال. يعني extract from the lesson what it contains, what has been mentioned in it, examples of hal in the lesson. Alright, so we have to go back to the Arabic text on page 255 and half of page 256 to see examples of waw al hal. And I didn't number my text, so I'm going to number it right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Every line should be numbered. 10, 11, 12, 13, even if it's only one word on that line, 14, 15, 16. So my first page I numbered 1 through 16, and the second page is going to be numbered, new numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1 through 7. Alright, and this is just so that we can read through the dialogue quickly to identify examples of al-hal. Alright, okay, so let's start on page 255. Line number 1, the mudarris says, مَا لَكَ مُتَعَبًا يَا أَحْمَدْ. What is it? Yani, what's with you? What has happened to you that caused you to come here? مُتَعَب, tired, O Ahmed. So what is understood from this sentence? مَا لَكَ جِئْتَ مُتَعَبًا. Yani, what's happening with you that you came مُتَعَبًا يَا أَحْمَدْ. Yani, you came to class already tired. So the حال here is مُتَعَبًا. Yani, the condition he came in, what condition? Being tired. Line 2. سمعت رنين الجرس وأنا في غرفتي فجئت مسرعا فتعبت. So we have two examples of how here. We have I heard the ringing of the bell وأنا في غرفتي, while I was in my room. So I came hurrying. So the جملة حالية or حال الجملة أنا في غرفتي. And it's connected back to the main sentence, سمعت, by, واو, الحال, and by the pronoun أنا, which goes back to سمعت, I heard the bell ringing while I was in my room. The second one, جئت مسرعا, I came hurrying, يعني مسرعا is حال المفرد. In line 5, we have Ali saying, ضاعت ساعته فخرج يبحث عنها. He lost his watch, so he went out searching for it. خرج, the صاحب حال is the ضمير مستتر تقديره هو, he went out. What was his condition, his حال? يبحث عنها, searching for it, يعني searching for his watch. يعني this is الجملة الحالية or جملة الحال الجملة. يعني this is a حال, that's a sentence. يبحث عنها. So the رابط here, the thing that ties this jumla, jumla tilhal, or hal al jumla, I should say, jumla tilhaliya, the thing that ties it back to the sahib hal is the pronoun, damir mustatir taqdiruhu huwa in yabhathu. He is searching. He went out and he is searching for his watch. In line 7, Ahmed says, ra'ituhum kharijina min al mat'am, yani hum, ra'ituhum, hum is the sahib hal. خارجين is the حال. And this is a jumla fi'liya. I'm sorry, it's not a jumla fi'liya. خارجين is a حال المفرد. خارجين. يعني I saw them going out. يعني خارج is اسم فاعل. It's plural. يعني it's منصوب. So خارج, خارجون, خارجين. خارجين, نعم. So, نعم, and we said here that the حال should agree with the صاحب حال, yani in gender and in number. So هم is masculine plural and خارجين is also sound masculine plural. Sound masculine plural. In number 8 we have اقرأ الآيات يا أحمد, يقف أحمد, اقرأ جالسا. Yani the teacher said, read the آيات O Ahmed. Ahmed stands up. And the teacher says to him, اقرأ جالسا, read while you are sitting. So جالسا is the حال, and it's in agreement with the صاحب حال, which is أنت, يعني دمية مستطيع تقديره anta in iqra, yani iqra anta. So yani second person masculine singular anta in number and in gender, the hal jalisan agrees with it. It's singular and it is masculine. In line number 9 we have waqifan. Uhibbu an aqra waqifan. So waqifan is the hal and it agrees with yani the pronoun in iqra, yani aqra'u, yani damir mustatir taqdiruhu ana is singular and masculine, waqifan. In the next line, number 10, we have rabbi ighfirli wa li walidayya wa liman dakhala baytiya mu'minan. Yani mu'minan is the hal and it is in agreement with the sahib hal, which is the damir mustatir taqdiruhu huwa in dakhala or in men. Liman dakhala, yani dakhala, he entered. The sahib hal is he, huwa, and mu'minan is singular and masculine. Here I just want to make a note. There are two explanations that I have seen in the tafsirs of the Quran and the i'rab of the Quran. One of them said that baytiya, yani one of them said baytiya is that is the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha. But actually it should have stated more correctly that bait, the word bait, dakhala baytiya, yani dakhala bait here, not the ya al mutakallim, but bait is the maf'ulun bi mansub. But the sign of it being mansub is fatha muqaddara. Fatha muqaddara. Yani the sign of being full is fatha, that is understood. But it is not present because the place is occupied by kasra, which is required because of idafat ya al mutakallam. So as far as the i'rab of this being mafulun bi mansub, then this is yani the word bait. As far as ya al mutakallam, the correct i'rab of it is that is damir mutakallam, yani ya al mutakallam, a pronoun, first person singular. And it is a visible pronoun that you see baris, and it's muttasil, yani connected pronoun, not separate pronoun, and it's mabniyun ala fatha fi mahalli jar bil idafa. That appears to be the correct i'rab of this fatha in ya al mutakallam. Yani in the i'rab of ya al mutakallam, it's mentioned that it's damir al mutakallam, damir baris, yani it's not a hidden pronoun, muttasil, it's connected pronoun, not a separate munfasil pronoun, it's mabniyun ala fatha. And it's fixed upon fatha fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majroor, because of idafa. And it's not really relevant to the topic of this lesson, but just as a clarification in case it wasn't clear what I said last week. I think I mentioned the first i'rab, which is actually in reference to the word bait. It's maf'ulun bi mansub, and the sign of being mansub is fatha muqaddara. Fatha muqaddara. But you don't see it because yani words that are connected to ya al mutakallam, the i'rab is going to be muqaddara. Alright, we learned that in the beginning of level 3. Okay, going on with the hal, examples of hal, in line 11, وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ إِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. Yani yabkuna is a jumla, haliya, mudari verb. Is connected to the sahib hal by the waw al-jama'ah. That goes back to waja'u, waw al-jama'ah as well, hum. In line 12, the next line, we have wahum uluf. Yani this is also jumla haliya or al-hal al-jumla as opposed to al-hal al-mufrad. Yani a sentence, that's the hal. And it's connected back to the main sentence by both the waw al-hal and the pronoun hum. Yani going back to, this is a expressing the condition of the people who left their homes. Kharaju. Yani waw al-jama'ah is sahib hal. And here we have it being connected with the pronoun hum and the waw al-hal. In line 14 we have maytan. Ayuhibbu ahadukum ayyakula lahma akhihi maytan. Yani lahm here is the sahib hal. And maytan is the hal and it's in agreement in being singular and masculine with the sahib hal rahm. On the next page, we have on page 256, first line, top of the page, muqiman and sahihan, both of them are hal, yani that go back to ya'malu, yani the person who is sick or who is traveling, kutiba lahu mithla ma kana ya'malu huwa, yani muqiman wa sahihan, yani while he was, what he used to do while he was muqim, resident, and sahih, healthy. So both of these are hal, and they go back to the verb ya'malu. The sahib hal is damiya mustati'a taqdiruhu huwa. Huwa is the sahib hal. And then finally, in line 5, in the bait of poetry, wal mautu nahwaka yahwi fatihan fahu. Yani in death, it's coming towards you, falling. Fatihan fahu, with its mouth open. Yani its condition is fatiha, fatihan fahu. Yani the hal is fatihan. The sahib hal is al-maut. And the condition that it's in, yani is that its mouth is open. Yani ready to eat you. And line number 6, next to the last line of this dialogue, yarunnu al-jaras wa yakhruju al-mudarris qailan. Qailan is the hal. Mudarris is sahib hal. And it agrees with the sahib hal in being masculine and singular. Okay, this is exercise number 3. Exercise number four is ayyin al-hal wa sahibaha fima yali. Identify the hal and the sahib hal in what follows. So they gave us 13 sentences going on to the next page. We're going to read it, we're going to translate it, we're going to identify the hal and the sahib hal. We're going to identify what is the hal and what is the sahib hal. دخلت المستشفى مريضا وخرجت منه معافا والحمد لله. Yani I entered the hospital مريضا, that's the hal. Sahib hal is to, in دخلت. وخرجت منه معافا. معافا is the hal. The sahib hal is to, in خرجت. Number 2, أحب اللحم مشويا والسمك مقليا والبيض مسلوقا. يعني I love meat grilled, and I love fish fried, and I love eggs boiled. Okay, in the first part of this sentence, لحم is صاحب حال, مشويا is the حال, سمك is صاحب حال, مقليا is the حال, البيض is the صاحب حال, and مسلوقا is the حال. Number 3. ماذا قال لك المدرس مشيرا بيده إلي. يعني what did the teacher say to you. قال لك. ماذا قال لك المدرس. What did the teacher say to you. مشيرا بيده. Pointing with his hand إلي. To me. المدرس is صاحب حال. المشيرا is the حال. Number 4. ما لك حزينا. What is with you. يعني that you are sad. حزينا. ما لك حزينا. يعني the calf in لك is صاحب حال, حزينا is the حال. Number 5. جاءتني الطفلة باكية ورجعت ضاحكة. The طفل صاحب حال. The طفل, the child, came to me crying. Crying is the حال. ورجعت ضاحكة. And it returned, went back to where it came from, laughing. Dahikatan is the hal. And the sahib hal here is in the verb raja'at, dhamir mustatir taqdiruhu. Yani here referring back to at-tifla. Number 6. Qabaltu akhawati raji'atin min al-madrasati. I met my sisters returning from school. قَابَلْتُ أَخَوَاتِ. Yani the sahib hal is akhawat, and the hal is راجعات. And we see that راجعات is feminine plural, agreeing in number and gender with the sahib hal akhawat. Number 7. كَلَّمَنِي الْمُدَرِّسُ مَاشِيَيْنِ. The teacher spoke to me walking, both of us. مَاشِيَيْنِ مُثَنَّى. أي أنا وهو ماشيان. And he meaning both of them were walking. He spoke to me while I and he were walking. So the sahib hal are two. The ya al-mutakallam in kallamani and the mudarris. Both of them are sahib hal, and the hal is dual, reflecting, masculine dual, mashiyaini. Number 7. Amawzunan yuba'u at-tamru ammakilan. Are dates, at-tamr, yuba'u, sold, mawzunan, by weight, am makilan, or by volume. So here the sahib hal, ayuba'u at-tamru, yani the sahib hal is at-tamru, and the hal is mawzunan, and or makilan. Number 9. Lima sallaita qa'idan. Why did you pray sitting? The sahib hal here is the ta in sallaita, and qa'idan is the hal. Okay, let's turn the page, right, to the remainder of exercise number 4 and number 10. هَؤُلَاءِ أَبَنَاءِ خَارِجِينَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. Those or these are my sons leaving or going out of the house. Yani the sahib hal is أَبَنَاءِ and the hal is خَارِجِينَ. We see that the hal is in agreement with أَبَنَاء in being masculine and plural. Number 11. Hamidun mufradan aqwa min a'da'ihi mujtami'ina. Hamid alone by himself is stronger. In my book, aqwa, the ya has fatha, should not have fatha, that's alif maksura. Hamid alone is aqwa, stronger min a'da'ihi, than his enemies, mujtami'ina. Yani the first sahib hal is Hamid. The hal is mufradan. He, in his condition of being alone, is stronger than his enemies. Aada is the second sahib hal. Mujtami'ina is their hal. We see that aada is masculine plural. Mujtami'ina is also masculine plural. Mujtami'ina the hal. Number 12. Araqibina jittum ammashina. Jittum. Yani, did you all come? Raqibina, riding, condition of riding. Ammashina, in condition of walking. Yani the sahib hal is the ta in jittum, and the meme is the sign of plurality, of masculine plurality. Sahib hal is the two, yani antum, and the hal is raqibina, riding, or mashina, walking. And both of them are masculine plural in agreement with the sahib hal. Number 13, qala ta'ala, ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, وَمَا خَلَقَنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. Surah Al-Anbiya, 21st Surah, 16th Ayah. And we did not create the heaven and the earth and what is between them. Yani, لَاعِبِينَ, playing. Yani, without purpose or objective. The sahib hal is the pronoun دَمِيرَ mutakallam. Yani the plural pronoun na, khalaqana, yani corresponding to the person pronoun nahnu. We didn't create the heavens and the earth, and what is between them, la'ibina. How is la'ibina corresponding to the damir mutakallam, yani na, masculine, plural. Okay, this is the end of exercise number 5, exercise number 4. Exercise number 5 is akmal al-jumla. الجمل الآتية بوضع الحال الواردة في مثال في الأماكن الخالية بعد تغييرها لتناسب صاحبها علما بأن الحال تطابق صاحبها في الإفراد والتثنية والجمع وفي التذكير والتأنيث. Okay, this is a long instruction. Complete the following sentences by putting بوضع الحال الواردة في المثال, by putting the hal that's mentioned in the example, using that hal في أماكن الخالية, in the empty spaces that follow بعد تغييرها, after changing the hal, لِتُنَاسِبِ صَاحِبُهَا, so that it will be suitable for its sahib. And remember, the hal has to agree with the sahib hal in gender and number. So you have to change the gender and the number لِتُنَاسِبَ صَاحِبَ الْحَال, so that it will be suitable for the sahib hal. Any meaning in gender and number. عِلْمًا بِأَنَّ الْحَال تُطَابِقُ صَاحِبَهَا, keeping in mind or knowing that the hal must be in agreement with its sahib, with the sahib hal. In ifrad wa tathniya wal jam, yani in adad, in number, singular, dual or plural. Wa fi tazkir wa ta'anith, yani in jins or in gender, in being masculine or feminine. Keeping in mind that the hal has to agree with the sahib hal in number or in gender. In number being singular, dual or plural, and in gender being masculine or feminine. Number one is the one they gave us. They gave us the hal. We have to just modify that hal to agree with the sahib hal in the remaining sentences. First sentence, دَخَلَ الطَّالِبُ قَاعَةَ الْإِمْتِهَانِ خَائِفًا. The student, masculine singular, entered the examination hall, خَائِفًا, in fear. خَائِفًا is masculine singular. Number two, دَخَلَ الطُّلَّابُ قَاعَةَ الْإِمْتِهَانِ خَائِفِينَ. The students entered the examination hall, خائفين, masculine, plural, طلاب, masculine, plural, خائفين. يعني خائفين originally is خائفون, خائفون, يعني, but here it is حال, so it's منسوب, so it changed from خائفون to خائفين. Number three, دخلت الطالبة قاعة الامتحان خائفة. The female student entered the examination hall in fear, fearful, خائفة. Feminine, singular, corresponding with the sahib hal at-talibatu. دخلت الطالبات قائت الامتحان خائفات. Yani the female students entered the examination hall خائفات, in a condition of fear. Here we see خائفات is feminine, plural, corresponding with the sahib hal at-talibat, feminine, plural. So this exercise is really to remind us that the hal must be in agreement with the sahib hal. This is mentioned in the English Kida as the last point related to hal, not mentioned in the Arabic text, but here's an exercise requiring us to match the hal with the sahib hal in gender, being masculine or feminine, and in number being singular, dual or plural. Number six, ayin al-jumla al-haliyya. Ayin al-jumla al-haliyya. Yani al-hal al-jumla or al-jumla al-haliyya. Identify the jumla haliya fi ma ya'ati, and what follows. Wadhkur al-rabita fi kulli wahidatin minha, and mention the rabit, the connector, in each one of these, yani jumla haliya. Identify the jumla haliya and mention the rabit that connects it back to the sahib hal or to the main sentence. This is exercise number 6. On the bottom half of page 259. Now, this is strange. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that I didn't put up the rest of the, even though we're almost finished now. Allahu musta'an. I didn't realize it didn't go up. The assignment that we're covering today in this session. Okay, let's finish where we left off at. Exercise number 6, it says, identify the al-jumla al-haliyya, or the hal al-jumla, and what follows, and mention the rabit, the connector, and whether it's a pronoun that goes back to the sahib hal, or waw al-hal that connects the jumla haliyya to the main sentence, or both of them. Okay, what is the rabit? Okay, number 1. Hajjajtu wa ana saghir. I performed hajj while I was young. And the sahib hal is 2. The jumla haliya is ana saghirun, and it goes back to the sahib hal by 2 rabits, the waw al-hal, and also by ana. The pronoun ana goes back to 2 in hajjajtu. Number 2, ولا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى. And don't go near to the prayer while you are intoxicated. سكارى being the plural of سكران. Here the جملة حالية is أنت is سكارى سكارى. وأنتم سكارى. أنتم سكارى. And the صاحب حال is واو الجماعة in تقربوا. يعني أنتم لا تقربوا الصلاة. So the جملة حالية is goes back to the main sentence by two rabits, the واو الحال and the pronoun أنتم, which goes back to the فاعل إن تقربوا لا تقربوا أنتم. Number three, خرجنا نتنزه. نتنزه يعني we went out picnicking. Here يعني the pronoun na, yani the first person pronoun plural na corresponding to nahanu is sahib hal, and the hal is natanazzahu. The jumla fi'liya natanazzahu. And the rabit is the damir mustatir takdiruhu nahnu in the verb natanazzahu, which goes back to the sahib hal, the pronoun na in kharajna. Number four, wasala at-tabibu wa qad mata al-jarih. The doctor arrived while the wounded person had already died. Wa qad mata al-jarih. So the jumla haliya is qad mata al-jarih, and it connected back to the main sentence by waw al-hal. Wa qad mata al-jarih. Yani the sahib hal is at-tabib, and the hal is yani he arrived in what condition? Yani the condition was that the wounded person had already died. So the rabit here is not a pronoun that goes back to the sahib hal, rather it's waw al-hal that connects the jumla haliya back to the main sentence. Number five, jalasat at-talibatu يكتبنا الواجبات الواجباتي. يعني the female students sat writing الواجبات الواجباتي, the homework. Here the صاحب حال is الطالبات, and the حال is the جملة فعلية يكتبنا يكتبنا, and the رابط is the Damir, the noon and niswa, and yaktubna, noon and niswa, that is feminine plural going back to the talibat. Number six, qala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, ya yuhannas afshu salama, wa at'imu at-ta'ama, wa silu al-arhama, wa sallu bil-layli, wa nasu niyamu. رواه الترمذي وابن ماجه وأحمد والدارمي. يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that is reported by الترمذي and ابن ماجه in their Sunan, and أحمد in his Musnad, and الدارمي in his Sunan. The Prophet said, O people, أفشوا السلام, spread salams, give salams to everyone, to the Muslims. وأطعموا الطعام, and feed, give food to the hungry and the needy. وَصِلُوا الْأَرْحَامِ, and join the ties of blood relations. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسِ نِيَامٌ, and pray during the night while the people are sleeping. Reported by Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Ahmed, and Ad-Darimi. So, this is a beautiful hadith as well. We're not going to go into details here because that's not our topic, but spreading salams is very important. Feeding people is important. Keeping ties of blood relations is important. And praying in the night is important. The point here, in terms of Arabic yani studies, is وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسِ نِيَامٌ. Pray during the night while the people are sleeping. Pray during the night. And under what condition? The condition is that the people are all sleeping. If a person can pray in the night while other people are sleeping, this is a praiseworthy, yani, act of worship. Here, the jumla haliya is annasu niyamun. Annasu mubtada, niyamun khabar. So this is a jumla ismiya. It's connected back to the main sentence, not by a pronoun, but by waw al-hal. طيب, after this, the remaining exercises are pretty much secondary exercises, right? Exercise number 8, brief exercise. يَقُولُ كُلُّ طَالِبٍ. Every student, this is an oral exercise. Every student says, جَلَسْتُ أَقْرَأُ. يعني, I sat reading. جَلَسْتُ أَقْرَأُ. جَلَسْتُ أَكْتُبُ. I sat writing. جَلَسْتُ أَلْعَبُ. I sat playing with the telephone, for example. The smartphone or the dumb phone. So, all of these are examples of jumla haliya. أقرأ, أكتب, ألعب. These are jumla fi'liya, in which the fi'l is a mudari verb. This is a jumla haliya. Naam. And they are all connected back to the main sentence by the pronoun. Damir mustatiya. أقرأ, damir mustatiya. تقديره أنا. And أكتب, same thing. And ألعب. All of them are damir mustatiya. تقديره أنا, which goes back to the sahib hal jalastu, yani the two in the verb jalastu. Exercise number 8, fatihan fahu, yani fatihan fahu, yani this came in the poetry. Fatihan was the hal, going back to al-maut, and fahu, yani the explanation here is in related to the word fahu, which is mansub, and the sign of it being mansub is fatta. Because it's from Asma al-Kamsa, when it's in Idafa, yani, the sign of it being mansub is alif, and the sign of it being majroor is kasr, and the sign of it being marfoon is waw. Yani, fahu is mafulun bi mansub, the sign of it being mansub is alif, because it's from al-Asma al-Kamsa. So, fu is the original word, min al-Asma al-Kamsa taqulu, fuhu sagirun. Yani, his mouth is small. Here, fu is marfoon. Because it's mubtada, marfoon, sign of being marfoon is waw. Ifta faka, open your mouth. In this sentence, faka is maf'ulun bi mansub, sign of mansub is alif. Yaqulu bi fihi, ma laysa fi qalbihi. He says with his mouth that which is not in his heart. And a person says on their tongue what's not in their heart. This is a sign of hypocrisy. Yaqulu bi fihi, in this sentence, fihi, yani bi is the preposition, fi is the word for mouth, and he is a pronoun, his mouth. So here we see that fi here is majroor, sign of being majroor is ya. So the asma al-khamsa, when they are in idafa, then yani the sign of them being marfoon is waw, as in fuhu, sign of being mansub is alif, as in faka, and the sign of being majroor is ya, as in bifihi. Number 9, la'ibun is a masdar from la'iba yal'abu. Ala wazn, wa huwa ala wazn fa'il. Yani ala wazn fa'ilun. Yani the first radical taking fatta, the second radical taking kasra. So la'ibun with tanween is the masdar from the verb la'iba. Hati al-masdar min kathaba yakthibu. The masdar is kathibun, yani ala wazn fa'il. From kathaba, kathibun. From dahika, dahikun. Yani ala wazn fa'il. Number 10, hati mudari hawa yahwi, to fall down, to tumble. Wa afsha yushfi, yani to spread something. Afshu salama bainakum. Number 11, hati jam'a baytin bimana bayti shi'r wa jam fam. Yani give the plural of bayt, yani the bayt that means has the meaning of a line of poetry, not bayt that means a house, because bayt that means a house, the plural is buyut. But here, they want the plural of bayt, that means a line of poetry, that's abyat. Baytun, abyatun. Wajam fam, the plural of fam is, and this is the word that came as fu and fa and fi, and originally has a meme, in which case it's a normal word, but without the meme, then that's when it's from Asma al-Khamsa and it has the i'rab, the secondary i'rab of alif, waw, and ya. Fam, the plural of fam is afwahun, afwahum. Number 12, hati mufrad, arham, yani rahm. Arham means the, yani the blood relations, or the womb, any relations connected by womb, blood relations. And the singular of sukara is sakran. Yani on the pattern of fa'alan, like jaw'an and atshan and so on. Sakran. Plural, sukara. Singular, sakran. Mean drunkenness. A person who is drunk. And 13, finally, niyamun is the gem of na'imun, masculine, and na'imatun. Yani niyam, this plural on the pattern of fi'al, is the plural for the masculine and feminine. Na'im and na'ima. Mithla qiyam, same pattern of fi'al, it is the plural of qa'imun and qa'ima, yani standing. Plural of masculine and feminine. Qala ta'ala, alladhina yadhkuruna allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Yani those who remember Allah standing, that's the plural of qa'im wa qa'ima, masculine and feminine, wa qu'udan, on the pattern of fu'ul, which is the plural of qa'id, qa'idun, and qa'idatun. Yani those who remember Allah standing and sitting, wa ala junubihim, and laying on their sides, meaning they remember Allah at all times. Wa qu'ud, in this ayat, qu'ud is the gem of qa'id, masculine, and qa'ida, feminine. Fil hadith, kharaja Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fa'idha niswatun julusun. Rahu ibn Majah, fil jinaiz. Yani in the hadith, an example of this came, yani the pattern of fu'ul, like qu'ud, in the hadith it came julus. Kharaja Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went out, fa'idha, and to his surprise, there were niswatun julus, women sitting there. Niswatun julus. So this julus and qu'ud and qiyam, niyam meaning sleeping, the plural of na'im and na'ima, these are all words, yani these are plural words, they are the plural both for the masculine and the feminine. Niyam, sleeping, is the plural of na'im and na'ima. And qiyam, standing, is the plural of qa'im and qa'ima. And qu'ud, sitting, is the plural of qa'id and qa'ida. And julus is the plural of jalisun and jalisa. And this is the end of our lesson for today. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. MashaAllah, with this, we have completed by the success that's from Allah alone, the 31st lesson for the level 4 class. Which means that they are only remaining lesson 32, 33, and 34. Three more lessons remaining. This is a tremendous accomplishment. I myself am extremely happy that we have reached this point. And I hope, inshallah, that we are benefiting. And if there's any feedback before we finish this course, please give me some feedback anytime. And I just want to say here that yani finishing this course is really an accomplishment. There haven't been many people, yani, for a few years in New York, we were doing the Medina books, and yani, we did have a good group, mashallah, of about 15 brothers who went through level 1, 2, 3, and 4, completed level 4, some of them more advanced than others, comprehending the material better than others, but mashallah, we did have a good group. Other than that group, I haven't really had, over the years and years and years, many students that finished level 4. I did have a group in Qatar once that was about to finish it, but I left there without completing it with them. And so there haven't been a lot of people who completed this course with me, at least. And other than at the university itself, probably there aren't a lot of people completing this course. Most people might do level 1 or level 2 and don't get beyond that. So this is really, yani, a tremendous accomplishment. Whoever is still with us, and please stick with us and finish the final 3 lessons. May Allah grant you success. and make it be of benefit to you. Lesson 32 we're going to be doing next week. Probably we'll be doing it in, I would imagine, in two sessions. I don't think we'll complete it in one session. Only because, not because the lesson is very, very long, but more so because it's quite involved. So, yani, perhaps, I'm not really sure, but in the first session we may just do the English key. And then, yani, in the following sessions we'll do the dialogue and the exercises. So it's going to take two, or probably more likely three sessions. But in any case, for next week, inshallah, at least we're going to do the English key on page 138, 139, 140, 141, and 142. Well, it really finishes on the top of 141. 142 are secondary matters. But in any case, we still have 1, 2, 3, 4 pages of al-istithna. It's quite involved. I do have some supplementary notes that I'll probably be trying to send to the class. So please, if you are attending this class and you are not on our mailing list for the level 4 class, please send me an email requesting the extra notes. I do have some notes that I'm going to try to produce that I've gotten from other sources that I think can be helpful, even if we don't go over them, just so that you can have them. I'll try to find somebody who can, I don't know what you have to do to take a picture of them or whatever, or make a file from them. I'm not exactly sure how to do it, but I'll find somebody who can do that, and I'll share them with the class, and I think they'll be helpful, inshallah. So please, if you're with the class and you're not on our mailing list, please send me an email and ask to be included with those who will be receiving these extra notes. We'll stop here with this. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Allah, out of His mercy and His kindness, recognize, record, and reward all of our good deeds, and that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us al-thabat, firmness and steadfastness upon a sirat al-mustaqim, and He's seeking the knowledge of that which is right, the beneficial knowledge, and then acting upon it with yani righteous deeds. And that we return to Him yani in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah as well to grant a complete and speedy recovery to those amongst us who are sick. Even I myself this week was suffering from some trouble, some serious pain in my back. May Allah grant each of us complete and speedy recovery, and that He shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, that He fill their graves with light, and that He make their graves spacious, and that He protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.